This is Be the Story, Spotlight. When I once mentioned to a friend of mine that I liked Gilmore Girls, he replied, "Really? What's it about? It's just a mother and daughter, right?" Yeah, and The Godfather is just another movie about organized crime. Gilmore Girls is about a 30-something mother named Lorelai and her 21-year-old daughter, also Lorelai, but everyone calls her Rory. Here's how it works. Men name their sons after themselves all the time. So when Lorelai, the mother, at the age of 16, had a baby girl, she named her after herself. Quite a lot of Demerol also went into that decision. Lorelai, played by Lauren Graham, and Rory, played by Alexis Bledel, live in a tiny Connecticut town called Stars Hollow, along with a whole cast of characters who are just wacky enough for you to fall in love with. Suki, Lorelai's business partner and closest friend, played by Melissa McCarthy, is a master chef who is as much a danger in the kitchen as a maestro. Luke, played by Scott Patterson, is Lorelai's other best friend and is also the sexy and grouchy proprietor of the town diner, which keeps Lorelai in coffee and food, but mostly coffee. Of course, I've just touched on the cast and setting here. Creator-producer Amy Sherman-Palladino has woven into Gilmore Girls a deeply complex, character-driven story full of charm and abundant doses of humor. It's popular among young adults and teens, but it does not talk down to the audience. Actually, I think kids these days are a lot smarter than they are frequently given credit for. I actually started watching the show in its third year because I noticed that Edward Herrmann plays in the show as Lorelai's father. Back then, in the third season, Rory was in her last year at the Chilton School, about to close the first book of the story. At the time, WB was also rerunning earlier episodes as Gilmore Girls Beginnings, and I was starving for back episodes. But the first season episodes I still missed, and a pivotal episode, the Dance Marathon episode, I never got to see at that time. Then the first DVDs were released, but I was too poor to afford them. Finally, ABC Family began rerunning the episodes in order from the first one, and I watched every single night. Since then, of course, I've remedied the situation with the missing DVDs. The first three seasons of Gilmore Girls represent a unified story arc. And when Amy Sherman-Palladino started a new story in season four, this turned out to be a bold, brave move. Ratings for the show dropped in that season, but some enlightened soul at WB kept the show on. Season four only seemed lackluster because of the shift in focus. The story was no longer about Rory getting through Chilton and Lorelai becoming an entrepreneur. Both of these storylines had started in the pilot and wrapped up in the third season. Then we start a new story about the changing relationship between mother and daughter, which is changing because both mother and daughter themselves are changing. In retrospect, you know, for a lackluster season, the fourth season has an awful lot of classic episodes. But then again, what does classic mean in a show like Gilmore Girls? It's easier to count the episodes that are just so-so. I can do that on my fingers. Gilmore Girls is truly a classic series. New sixth season episodes of Gilmore Girls can be seen on the WB network. Reruns of earlier episodes are airing on ABC Family. Seasons 1 through 5 are currently available on DVD. Now, what I've really wanted to say since the beginning of this review, I haven't been able to, because it would have sounded insincere or maybe just plain creepy. But now that I've laid the groundwork, Amy Sherman-Palladino is a storytelling genius. This is Tim King for Be the Story Spotlight. You can visit BeTheStory.com for links and a lot more. I'm posting new articles every day, and I'll release a new podcast on Monday. So I'll see you then. Bye now.